Hello, Action Catalyst listeners, and welcome to Overtime with Outland. Today, we'll be talking about episode 454 with John Hewitt. John built his success in the franchise world, building multiple franchises to a very large revenue number. And in his journey, we talk about the transition from Jackson Hewitt to Liberty Tax and what makes franchising so beneficial for everyone involved. For the franchisee, it shaves years off their climb to the success ladder because he's able to offer access to tools and systems that have already been proven to work, and by benefiting from all the mistakes that others have already made before him. For the franchisor, in this case, John, he gets to hire the most brilliant, motivated people, and they actually pay him to be in business with him. It's a win-win. One of the other aspects of this interview that I thought was really interesting is when we challenged John on what are some of the things or mistakes that he learned from. He discusses the idea of not trying something new at a nationwide level, straight out of the gate. He said, when you want to test something, try and test it out locally or regionally first. Test it in the smallest way possible. One such move in the 80s almost resulted in Jackson Hewitt going bankrupt because he rolled it out nationwide. But luckily, they were able to reverse course. But as John says, don't make life-threatening decisions for your business. Start small, even if it seems like a sure thing. When we discuss the idea of how Berkshire Hathaway in some ways has a similar model of having a conglomerate of businesses to what John is creating right now, he actually thinks Berkshire Hathaway is doing something wrong. With so many powerful brands under their umbrella, John discusses the idea that they can't really get it together when it comes to cross-promoting between their companies. Do Coke drinkers also need insurance? Why not Geico? Don't Apple users need to buy stuff? Why not American Express? He gives these examples because one of the things that John's attempting to do is create franchises that can piggyback off of each other's business in a cross-selling way. So this model is exactly what he's doing with loyalty brands, which features many individual franchises that also support one another with complementary businesses. So for more from the success story of John Hewitt and his journey, check out episode 454.